Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Mr. Matthew Armisher.
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew, how you doing today? This is Rick with Huff and Mazer.
Oh, how are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. I just left you a message on the website as well. I think you were just looking at
Okay.
the website right now, were you?
Yeah, I can get to my laptop.
All right, thank you. So, Matthew, you left an inquiry on our website probably about half an hour ago, and you mentioned that you're looking for a social media-based application with its foundation being in music. And you also mentioned that you have the core of the app figured out with multiple phases and would like to see if it
Indeed.
could be a fit for you.
Yeah.
Right? So, Matthew, tell me about it. First of all, how far are you with the application since you mentioned that you have the core figured out? Like, do you have the wireframes ready? Do you have the designs ready? Or are you still in the planning phase?
I'm still in the planning phase. I'm not entirely sure what to do next, where to go, who to seek help from. I just know what I want it to look like, how I want it to function. I have the money to make it happen. I just myself can't do that.
Well, that's exactly where we come in. So, if you have an idea, we help you scope it out. We help you validate the idea as well to make sure it is actually viable before you from a commercial perspective. And then, we assign you a dedicated team of designers, developers, DevOps, SQA that is going to, make this app happen for you, right? So that said, tell me a bit about the idea because, in fact, first of all, let me give you a better introduction of what we do. So we actually build custom mobile application exactly hand in glove with, the idea that you have and the concept that you have. So we don't use or we don't have like, pre-made solutions that we kind of reskin for you. We actually, build everything from scratch, from design to development and then deployment on the app stores, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store as well. So is that what you're looking for in that direction, or am I jumping the guns on you?
No, that is exactly what I'm looking for.
All right, perfect. So tell me about the idea. First of all, would you like to sign an NDA before we dive deeper into the idea, or would you like to give me some high-level details so I can, kind of wrap my head around it and then be able to give you some ballpark numbers as well?
Would it be possible to meet in person? I know you guys have a place of operations in Illinois. I live in Chicago. It'd be really easy to get there. Could I do something like that, where I come in person and then more present or give a pitch?
Definitely. We're based in Morton Grove, so that's not too far from, you said you're in Chicago, right? You could definitely come down to our office, and is it feasible for you to travel to Morton Grove?
Yeah, definitely.
That's about, probably about 40 minutes. When can we exactly meet on this? When would you like to visit us?
I could do Thursday, Friday this week. Both days work, or if you guys need more time, or just you guys aren't available, I could do sometime next week.
Well, how we work is we, first of all, we scope your idea and we, first of all, make sure it's doable, right? And that we are a good fit for you in all the different ways, the timeline, the cost, whether, you'd like to, like a dedicated team or because we strictly work for hire, right? So we don't look for loyalty. We don't look for other, partnership opportunities. It's strictly work for hire where you commission the project. We mention on the contract that it's going to belong to you 100%. And once we get to that, stage where you decide that you want to work with us, then you're more than welcome to visit down at the office and, finalize the paperwork with us, including the contract and everything.
But
So,
for the initial part, would it still be possible to meet in person, or would you guys rather that be done remotely?
well, we'd rather do it remotely because after COVID, we used to pre-COVID, in fact, we have three offices all over the USA. So Myself, I'm sitting in California. We have an office in the New York as well, and then we have one office in Morton Grove, Illinois too. We do prefer that we conduct the initial scoping online and remote, and then when you want to work with us, then you can come down and we can we can probably have a quick chat over coffee, and we could sign the contracts.
I see. Okay.
So that's
Yeah,
how it would be, right? And I think that's exactly how most companies work right now, especially after COVID, because there's no point going down the rabbit hole if you see if things are not decided prehand, because if it turns out that you're looking for a different kind of partnership that we don't really offer, or we don't have the, let's say, we don't have the expertise to deal with the kind of project you want to onboard, then it doesn't, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. It wouldn't make sense for your time and for the effort as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. So once again, Matthew, tell me about the idea. Tell me what are you trying to accomplish in terms of the feature sets and functionalities, and what is your target audience with this application?
So my target audience is a mixture of the actual artists themselves and people who are looking to discover new music in a new form and maybe a more entertaining way. So my app would it would be called Radius. That's open to change, but essentially it would show you what people around you are listening to. It would have a page where you could put in specific presets, like you want more new age rock or you want something more emotional, and then people who are using the app and listening to that kind of music, they would pop up on your radar. And you'd be able to tune in and just listen to what they're listening to. You wouldn't have to click anything else. You could just sit back and essentially be listening to an ad-free radio station. So that would be part of it. And then another part would be more customization on your own profile page. So we would have a lot of prompts where you could put music as your answer, so like what you listen to after a breakup, and then you'd have a song there. And then you could have a song of the day be at the center of your profile that people who are looking at it can click on. All of this would go back to the artists themselves with their home pages. And then we would also have a main page where we would also be promoting at least one song a day. I wouldn't want to inflate it, so I think one song would be great. And then from there, that gets added to a playlist where we would have all the songs that we've ever played per day. And then people could use that playlist and then, just listen to it on shuffle or whatever. But yeah, that would grow with time. And yeah, I have phases set out, so that would be more of like the first phase, just showing that it's very, it's a very personal experience, but also showing that it would be really easy to find new music as long as people are using the app.
So let me try and sum up your idea with what I've heard so far into a few words, right? So it's a community curated playlist with a touch of social media where people can connect with each other, they can look at each other's profile, and they can see what kind of music the other person is into, a song of the day, or a song that you'd like to put on the profile up and center. So it's a social app with with playlists that are curated with people around within your vicinity and within your proximity, right?
Right, and then another part would be if someone that you follow is listening to music via the app, you could just click on that and essentially it would act like a radio station to where whatever they're listening to, you are also listening to. And that could change from whoever you're following. So it could be your friends or if there's a celebrity that you like The Rock, and you just want to listen to whatever he's listening to, then
Right.
you could do that.
And all that comes in the
And then that
first
would be like
year.
the wide side of it.
And Matthew, all that comes together in the first phase. That's just the first phase of the application, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't. This actually reminds me of an application that we're doing right now, although it's based upon podcasts, right? It's an Instagram for podcasting, where aspiring podcasters or even the most expert podcasters in different niches, football, wrestling, UFC, they all come together on this platform that we have completed for another client that's called Yibber. Yibber is the name of the application. I think
Okay.
the design and the look and feel of your application is going to be very much similar to the Yibber application we've done. I'm trying to find the designs of it, so I can probably have you give it a look as well, and that probably is going to help us come on the same page too.
Yeah.
You're still on the website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So give me one second. Let me try and find this design, and that is also going to give you some idea of the kind of work we do, right? So
I see.
let me quickly find it for you. So in the meantime, Matthew, is this your personal project, or are you backed by a company? Are you doing this for a company, or is it all alone? Are you a one-man army on this?
One man army on this.
Okay, cool. Well, just give me one moment.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. And if you don't mind me asking, Matthew, what do you do for a living, apart from this?
Right now, doing freelance producing in and around Chicago for smaller scale films and TV shows.
Oh, cool. And that's all on freelance, right? You're not working with a company as yet, are you?
Right, yeah, all freelance.
Okay, sweet. Okay, so I'm unable to find the design right this moment, but even if you have a mobile phone right now, and if you could go to the App Store, what phone are you using, by the way? Is that an Apple or is that an Android?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
iPhone, right? If you could just go
Yeah.
to the Apple App Store and you could look up Yibber, I'll spell that for you when you're there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, how do you spell it?
Right, it's going to be YIB, then BER. Giver?
YIBER.
So it's YIBBER. So B as in
Okay,
ball,
two B's.
E as in echo, R as in Romeo.
Okay, I searched it on my laptop. It's not popping up on the App Store there.
Well, okay. I should have the designs on my laptop. Let me just try this once again.
Oh, I can see pictures of it though. I just looked it up.
I'm sorry, you can see what?
Pictures of it online. I just looked it up.
Okay, so you see it, right? It has a blue logo with a microphone on it. All right, perfect. So at least you can get some idea with the screenshots on the App Store if you're looking at that. So this is an application that we designed. Of course, it was a partnership with another company that kind of developed it and then, you know, deployed it on the app stores. That's how, you know, we came together on the project. So Yibber is for podcasting. It has, you know, podcast rooms where you could, you know, speak about different topics, and then there's listeners from all over the USA, and now the app's opening up to, you know, all over the world. And everyone comes together on the topics that they like the most. Now, it has a news feed, more like a, you know, a timeline where you can see what kind of podcast the other people are listening to within your vicinity, and then you can make friends on the platform as well. And that way, you can see what kind of podcast rooms are they joining and what kind of interest they have.
I see.
In fact, the app has gotten a lot of commercial traction, you know, right after its launch. So the design, I mean, the idea may be a little different to what you're trying to accomplish. Of course, your idea stands unique, but in terms of design, I think it's going to be very similar or headed in the same direction, you know, and,
Agreed.
right? So, Matthew, let me ask you this, before we, you know, before we go too far. What kind of timeline are you working with? I mean, how soon do you want to launch the application? And then what kind of budget do you want to keep the first phase within?
I would like it at least the first phase to be out sooner than later. You know, how long did it take before Yibber was ready to launch?
Well, Yibber took around 7 months, and that is because, you know, we work on a collaboration basis, right? So it's not like I take the order from you today, and then, you know, 4 months later I call you up and I tell you that your app's completed and it's good to go live. We don't work like that. So you remain involved with us at each step of the process. You have a team assigned to you. You have a project manager that's listening between you and the complete team behind the scenes. And at each step, from the first step that is called the discovery, from the get-go, you are involved with them. And at each step, you get the, you know, the outcome, which is, let's say, in the design phase, you get to see the wireframes, and then you get to see the mood board, and then you get to decide which mood board and what colors you want to go for, from a couple of options that we submit to you. And then when the design comes out, back and forth on that as well, where you tell us whether, you know, what you think is best, and then we apply our, you know, creative thinking as well. We conduct workshops. So all that back and forth together, Yibber took around 7 months. We would code somewhere about 5 or 6 months in total to get something from A to Z on both the Apple and the Android App Store. I think you're looking to have
I see.
both the Apple and Android, right?
Yes.
All right, so yeah, I think you should, a safe timeline would be somewhere about 6 months to have everything done from scratch until the deployment on the app stores.
And with that kind of timeline, what would the budget look like for that?
Well, with what we've discussed so far, I feel like I still have a few more questions on what the functionalities, you know, what do you expect, how do you expect them to exactly work? But with what we're talking about, we're looking at somewhere between, I think somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000 is going to be the one-time total that is going to be payable for the complete application. That includes the discovery, the design, the development, the back-end server management and DevOps, and the testing and deployment. So everything all included. And then we also give you a 90-day maintenance period. That comes with this price and within this plan, whereby we take care of everything for you for any kind of bugs that appear, even after testing and deployment. So right from the first day of deployment, you have a 90-day retainer with us, whereby we maintain the application for you and take care of any thing that comes up, especially, you know, with the feedback of the first set of users that you get on board. Right, Matthew. So tell me about it. Is this something doable, the timeline and the cost? Is that something within your ballpark, or were you looking for something, you know, different?
No, that works. That works great.
Fantastic. And then,
The
you know,
price
we
works, the time works.
Perfect. So we, and then, since you're talking about the pricing, let me also let you know that we don't charge everything upfront, right? It's going to be divided into milestones, whereby we begin with a 40% installment upfront, and then the rest of the 60% is divided into two different parts, whereby you make the second installment when we submit the designs to you and you approve them, and before we enter the alpha phase of development, whereby we start the non-functional development of the application. And the second installment goes out when the non-functional development is completed, and before we resume the functional phase, that is the beta phase of development, before testing and deployment.
Okay.
Right, Matthew. So, what do you suggest we do from here? How do we recircle? I mean, do you have something in writing that you can share with me, or would you like to conduct a better workshop with me to kind of go into details of each of the features so I can go ahead and we can submit to you like a proposal with a detailed scope of work on how each of the features and functions within the application is going to be working?
I do have a lot of it in writing. Would it help if I just sent that over to you after I looked it over just a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, what I'll do from here is that I'll send you an email with our company profile and with an NDA as well, which is more of a mutual non-disclosure agreement that we have in place, which you could optionally sign if you would like. And meanwhile, you review that, you could send over your notes as well. And that is going to give me some time to sit back with the team and be able to, kind of decide the viability of the project as well and make sure, we are headed in the right direction as far as the feasibility of the application is concerned.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right, so how soon do you think you can share the notes with me? I realize you mentioned that you'd like some time to review it and before you send it over, so shall we expect that coming in sometime within this week, or is it now going to be next week?
No, definitely this week. I'd say as early as tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, that'd be great. So, in that case, you can expect my email coming into you within about an hour or so, and
Okay.
that way you'd have my email address, and we'd be better connected. And in response to that, you could send over the notes to me. And then, how soon do you want to schedule the next call? Do you want to recircle tomorrow and probably pre-schedule a time for like a Zoom meeting whereby we could go through the notes and discuss brainstorm in detail?
That'd be great. Yeah. As soon as tomorrow would be great.
Perfect. So I'll send you my calendar's link on the email as well, and that way you can
Okay.
book a slot for tomorrow. What time zone are you? You said you're based in Chicago, right? So, okay. So I'll send you my calendar, and you could book the time on that, and we can shoot for tomorrow now.
All right, sounds good.
Perfect. Then I'll let you go for now, Matthew, unless you have anything else for me that you'd like to pick my brain on before I let you go.
No, that is it for now.
Oh, well, then perfect. I'll let you go for now. You have a good day ahead, and we shall speak soon tomorrow, right?
Sounds good. Have a good rest of the day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye now.